So here's a thought, totally out of left field. I am in central Missouri at my parents' vacation home at Lake Ozark, Missouri. You could Google that if you want to figure out where precisely the middle of nowhere is. So I'm in this nice little community, and not far from my parents' house, they've ripped up the roads and dug a new highway. And to get from my parents' lake house out to the main drag, there's now a traffic circle. Where there didn't used to be one. So I was just navigating it just a moment ago, and it occurred to me that as you pull up to the traffic circle, there's a sign on the right-hand side, a yellow caution sign, you know, that yellow caution color, but it's a square sign, alerting you to the fact that there's a change in the traffic pattern up ahead. It's new, and it's got arrows arranged in a circle, and it says, it doesn't say traffic circle, it says roundabout. And it's got arrows arranged in a circle. It was a sign I'd never seen before. If I had had time and there was no traffic, I'd have pulled over and taken a picture of it for you. But it says roundabout. And I just read something kind of recently which I thought was interesting. So in the out of left field, with no relation to anything you might have ever thought about, known about, or heard from me before, I thought I'd share this little tidbit. I learned this recently from the book Mother Tongue by Bill Bryson, a favorite author of mine. Bill Bryson is primarily a travel writer. Born in the U.S. in Des Moines, Iowa, and moved to England, where he raised a family, and then he came back to the U.S. And he's a biographer and a travel writer, and he has a wonderfully engaging style, very funny. You should read anything you get your hands on by Bill Bryson, but don't read Mother Tongue. He wrote it a while ago. It's fairly dry. It's a history of the English language. And so I learned an interesting tidbit about the word roundabout in Mother Tongue, because I would have expected traffic circle. That's sort of the American term, the English word for that thing. It's a traffic circle. But it's not known as that in England. In England, it's known as a roundabout. And I have actually friends from the UK who live not far from us in Florida, and they use the word roundabout all the time because there's one at the end of our block. So that's an English term. But here's what maybe you didn't know. The term is not English, as in England English, in origin. It was actually a term created by an American who was living in England in the early part of the 20th century, in the 1930s or so, working for the BBC. Bet you didn't know that. And for extra bonus, useless trivia questions, what did the Englishman call the roundabout before an American named it a roundabout? What was the original, purely English, as in UK English term? Anybody know? Anyone? They were known as gyratory circuses before they were known as roundabouts. And it took an American to convince the English that gyratory circuses wasn't a great term. So there you go. Gyratory circuses became roundabouts, became traffic circles, and now it seems a roundabouts again on both sides of the pond. Enjoy.